Imagine a house that has fallen into a state of disrepair. The paint is peeling. The roof is damaged. And even the lawn lies untended. Should it be demolished? Does the condition of that house remind you of your marriage? Yes, that can happen. Clearly, any marriage of two imperfect humans is going to have its problems. But we have help. The following article will show
how the principles of television can help your marriage.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Selfish acts can help your marriage.
And there's no tenderness like three, four in your fingers.
Death threats can help your marriage.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Tell me, sir, is that your wife? Are you here on a business trip?
And there's no tenderness like three,
what am I getting out of this relationship? I do not view our marriage as permanent.
Television.
Do you not agree?
I can leave it at any time.
Television.
Do you not agree?
I'm going to find someone who really appreciates me.
Television.
Do you not agree?
I'm leaving you.
Television.
I'm leaving you. Even when I'm maddest at my husband, I feel emotionally divorced. I feel neglected and lonely all the time.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like three, four in your fingers.
Drugs and other addictive substances can help your marriage.
Television.
It is constant and all permeating.
I really wish that there were some girls here because I've been saying this for them.
You lost that love feeling. Oh, that love feeling. You lost that love feeling. Now it's gone. Whoa.
Large quantities of alcohol can help your marriage.
Everybody now, let's hear it.
You lost that love feeling. Oh, that love feeling. You lost that love feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa.
Slander, obscene jokes, or sexual innuendos can help your marriage.
That's like the sheep herder winning for his driver's license. Guy says, can you make a U-turn? He says, hell, I can make her eyes pop.
Television.
We can expect its principles to be helpful. For example, to give of oneself without guarantee of reciprocation is viewed as a sign of weakness. This fact should have a profound effect on the way you now think and act as a married person.